I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 A reading from Zen and the Art of Happiness by Chris Prentice. Happiness comes from within. It is a state that is produced by our minds. Since happiness and unhappiness are states of mind based on your interpretation of event or what you choose to see, you can change the state of your mind by supplying your mind with the new information. You may not always have such direct information as being told that a new house is being built for you, but you can feed yourself new information by choosing new ways of looking at and interpreting the events of your life. When you do this, you'll not only be able to survive even the most difficult of times, but you will also come through them with a smile on your face. The ancient sages looked to nature to show them how to live a life of happiness. They taught that oneness with nature and living in harmony with its ways are keys to inner peace. Understanding nature and the laws of the universe can help you to understand your own essential nature, move with the cycles of your life, and reach the goal of happiness. Our scripture reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the church in Galatia, chapter 5, verses 22 to 25. We are reading from the NRSV translation. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit.
So for this Sunday naman, it's about kung meron ka ng vision, malinaw na yung vision, napagplanuhan nyo na ni contractor or architect yung gagawing bahay or i-renovate. Ang sunod niyan is of course yung materials. Ito pala yung gusto mong gawing bahay. Ito pala yung renovation na gusto mo. Gusto mo pala maraming mga abubot na mga kung ano-anong design. Ito yung materials. No? So, Ano ba ang mga materyales sa paggawa ng bahay? To build or have a major renovation sa isang bahay or apartment. Ano mga materyales? Hollow blocks. Ano pa? Sementong buhangin. Kahoy. Graba. For sa flooring siguro yung graba, no? Paint. So we have materials. We know the material, some of the basic materials in terms of building, rebuilding, or renovation. Ngayon sa materials, may mga materials na hindi mo pwedeng tipirin. May materials na hindi mo pwede i-compromise yung quality, and therefore hindi mo pwedeng tipirin. Dahil pag tinipid mo, babagsak yung bahay mo. O magkakaproblema ka later on. No? There are materials that you cannot compromise at wala kang magagawa, mahal talaga siya. Some materials that you cannot compromise will cost you. Mahal siya. Kasi yung mga materials na to, ito yung ginagamit for the foundation, yung pundasyon ng bahay. Ito yung biga, yung main na frame. For example, yung mga bakal. Huwag mong titipirin ang bakal ng bahay, lalo na kung yung bakal ay pangpundasyon at pangpader. Huwag mong titipirin 'yan. Yung kung marami ka namang kahoy na kailangan, huwag mo rin titipirin yung kahoy kasi dapat yung bibilin mong kahoy yung ano na pest proof. 'Di ba? Na treatment na siya for pest and fireproof na din yung kahoy. Mga materyales sa bubong. Dahil tayo ay isang bansang palaging matitindi ang ulan at bagyo, huwag mong titipirin ang materyales sa bubong. It has to be the high quality na yero. Of course, cemento, hollow blocks, nabanggit nyo kanina. Yung electric wiring. Yan, huwag yung titipirin ang electric wiring. Kung ayaw nyo magkasunog sa bahay. At yung plumbing, mga tubo. Ba, huwag yung titipirin yan. Kung ayaw nyo later on. Kasi kung lahat tinipid mo, ganun lang din yun. Kung wala kang budget, huwag ka muna magpa gawa ng bahay o magpa-renovate. Kasi kung titipirin mo lang din naman at later on magkakaproblema ka, lalo kang mapapamahal o makukonsumi ka lang. Diba? Yan yung mga hindi mo pwedeng tipirin or i-compromise. We have to make sure that some of the very basic and foundational materials ay of good quality or standard. Pero meron ding mga materialis naman na hindi kailangan super mahal. Pero hindi rin naman kailangan super mura. Basta't maganda lang yung quality. Diba? There are other fixtures and materials in renovating or building a house na hindi naman siya foundational eh. Hindi naman siya foundational tulad ng pintura. Huwag ka naman bumili ng cheap ng pintura. Kasi madali magdudumi yan, madali magtutukla. Pero hindi mo rin kailangan ng super mahal na pintura. No? Although itong pintura natin sa chapel, ano to? Maharlicus ito. Top grade na. Pangmatagalan, top grade na ano to. Nung ako'y nagbili ng pintura nito, top grade yan. Pero yun, pintura doesn't necessarily have to be very expensive. No? And other things, there are certain things that you don't need to be super expensive na materials. But you also don't need necessarily naman na cheap. Yung tama lang. Tama lang, sapat lang, no? Sapat sa kanyang good quality. So what are the building blocks? So we've been talking about the metaphor of buildings, renovations and rebuildings. What are the building blocks and materials for a good, meaningful, and joyful life? What are the materials that build up a person to become good, joyful, and productive? Ano sa tingin niyo? So kanina sabi niyo, di ba? Papagawa ng bahay, semento, bakal, etc. Ganyan. Sa tingin nyo naman, ano naman yung, what are the building blocks of a joyful, meaningful, productive life or person? Pwede pala kayong mag-chat yung mga nasa online natin, i-chat nyo yung inyong, pag nagku-question ako, pag may mga questions ako. Ano sa tingin nyo? Chicha. Friends, ano pa? A good, joyful, meaningful, productive life / person. What are the building blocks, the pieces, the materials? Good health. Support system. Ano pa? Goals. Okay. So yesterday, meron ba nag-ano? Meron nag-chika sa ano? Sa chat? Wala. A happy life. Ang pinaka-importante yung materialis, jowa. Parang ano yun eh. Ang jowa ba ano? Hindi. Ang jowa ay ano? Ano lang siya? Bonus. siya yung guest na papasok sa bahay. Passion yan, profession. Ayan. So yesterday, we had a workshop. No, kahapon, nagkaroon ng workshop yung leaders ng church and a few people that were invited. Si Dan nga kasama namin through Zoom. Nasa Abu Dhabi si Dan. But we had a whole day workshop yesterday to develop or come up with a spiritual transformation and discipleship curriculum. And the first thing we did, isa sa mga unang bagay na ginawa namin was, alamin, ano ba yung rason bakit tayo nandi dito? Ba't tayo MCC? Bakit tayo linggo-linggong nagpapagod dito? Bakit linggo-linggong nai-stress si Ate Jack at si sa streaming natin? No? And the first thing was, the first question and the first answer was about love. Love. The only reason that people stay in church when they don't have to is love. At sabi ni Kuya Vince kahapon, hindi niya ma-let go yung karanasan niya ng pag-ibig ng Diyos. Kaya siya nananatili sa simbahan. And that's the only reason why people stay in church. The love of God, the love for God, the love because of God, as experience with the people in church, in the community. So love is the main, kung ang pinag-uusapan natin kanina, yung bakal, the foundation, and the framing of a house. Love is the foundational material, the metal that holds the house together. And the next, ang sunod naman nating mga tanong yesterday was, what are our values? Ano yung values natin? What are the values that is lived in this community? It's not even the values we aspire for. Ang tanong kahapon, ano yung values na meron na tayo dito sa Open Table? And yesterday, we came up with 5 main values. Ay, ito po yun, kung nakikita ng ating mga nasa streaming. 5 main values, no? Ano yung una? Yung mga nandito kahapon? Respect. Yung pangalawa, kagabi pinagmumuni-munahan ko, parang twin values siya, communication and truth. Magkasama palagi. Kasi pwede ka naman mag-communicate, pero hindi naman truth. Diba? So, kapatid palagi ni communication ang truth. Pangatlo, inclusivity and diversity. Pang-apat, social... Medyo iniba ko yung awareness. More on social concern. We are socially concerned. Meron tayong pakialam sa ating lipunan. Malakas yan dito sa Open Table. And lastly, togetherness. Or another word is community. Importante sa atin ang togetherness, ang pagiging magkakasama. Ito, yung linggo-linggo natin pagsasama, yung pagsistreaming natin, that despite the challenges, we make a way for people to still, even virtually, to be with us and for us to be with them. So, importanteng value sa atin ang togetherness or / community. And these values are what? The building blocks. The other major building blocks, materiales, that builds this community. But if you think about it, itong mga bagay na rin to can also be building blocks of your life. Isa ka bang taong may respeto sa sarili mo at sa iba? Isa ka bang taong marunong makipag-usap at makatotohanan? Isa ka bang taong respeto sa diversity, kumikilala sa diversity, and are you the kind of person that tries to include as many people as you can? Are you a person who is socially concerned with your country, with your community, with the world? At isa ka bang taong nagva-value ng relationship? So hindi itong mga to, kung titingnan nyo, hindi lang siya Open Table MCC. These are values and building blocks also on a personal basis, on an individual basis, even outside and beyond MCC. Alam niyo, marami sa mga relihiyon, dedikado sa Christian, pero meron din sa Christian, lalo na sa mga Katoliko. Pero maraming mga ibang spiritual traditions ang may dietary regulation. May regulation sa pagkain. Diba? Sa mga Muslim at Hudyo, no? Muslims and Jews, bawal ang pork. At meron silang tinatawag na anong tawag doon yung pagbawal haram sa Muslim. Pero pag okay, anong tawag doon? Halal. Na sa ano naman, sa Jews, ang tawag doon sa tamang food is kosher. The food has been prepared according to the Jewish regulation. Kosher. No? And even, no, mga Hindus and Buddhists naman, kailangan vegetarian. Some Hindus, hindi lang vegetarian, bawal talaga yung kumain ng kalabaw. Because sacred sa kanila ang kalabaw. So there are dietary regulations. We have to be mindful and intentional with the materials we acquire. Because food naman, siya naman yung building blocks of the body. The building blocks of the body. And naniniwala ang mga iba't ibang tradisyon, religion, spiritual tradition, kung ano ang kinakain mo, may epekto yan sa iyong puso, isip, at kaluluwa. You know, they believe that what you eat has a spiritual impact to you. And in the Hindu and Buddhist tradition, meron siya impact sa iyong mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. They have a saying, the Buddhist and Hindu have a saying that the eater and the eaten becomes one. What we eat, we become. What we eat becomes us. Pero hindi lang to about food. Later on in modern times, these spiritual traditions and their teachers tells us that anything we consume has an impact to us. And when we say consume, hindi lang food. Anything that we read, anything that we listen, anything that we watch, the people we surround ourselves with, the relationships we have, even the prayers that we say, the music that we listen to, or even the games that we play. Anything and everything we consume affects and impacts us. Anything and everything we consume becomes building blocks and pieces that can either build up our lives, minds, and emotions, or can destroy them. Kaya sabi ng mga Eastern religions, be mindful of what you choose to bring into your life, into your body, into your spirit. Chris Prentice, sa ating first reading kanina, says, yung sa kanyang libro about happiness, is that happiness is a state of mind. and only new and better information can help in achieving this state of happiness. Kaya din sa mga Zen, yung libro niya kasi na Zen and the Art of Happiness. So sinasabi niya doon, ine-echo niya yung mga teachings ng mga Zen Buddhists. Happiness is a state of mind. You choose happiness. And part of choosing happiness is also choosing the things that build up what makes happiness. So hindi la, so it is a state of mind, but what are the things that you are doing and bringing into your life that helps to create that state of happiness, that state of mind, state of emotion that brings happiness? But this is also deeply Christian. No, paulit-ulit si Apostle Paul sa mga sulat niya sa mga pasaway na simbahan. No, merong 7 letters si Paul. Although yung isa naman doon hindi pasaway. Isa o dalawang church. But the rest, mga pasaway na simbahan. Or merong issue doon sa simbahan. So pag may sulat si Paul sa simbahan, ibig sabihin may gulo. Normally. Or ano, may issue. Pero paulit-ulit yan sinasabi ni Paul sa kanyang letters. No, choose the things of God. Choose the fruit. In the Galatian nga, no, isa sa mga pinaka, hindi man magulo, pero may contention si Paul sa church in Galatia. Tinatry niyang i-convince sila in one portion of our reading today. To choose the fruits of the Spirit. And what are the fruits of the Spirit? Sabi niya doon, love, joy, peace, self-control, etc., etc., etc. These are the fruits of the Spirit, bunga, prutas ng Espiritu. And it, kanina naisip ko lang kanya, prutas na dapat kainin, piliin, kainin, ibigay sa iyong sarili. Bunga that builds up your body, that virtues, prinsipyo, like the metal framing of a house, like the foundations of the house. Palaging lumalabas, pamisa-misa lumalabas yung katagang nation building. Nation building. What are the materials for nation building? Ano ang materyales para likhain ang isang bayan, ang isang bansa? If we already have a vision, kung meron na tayong vision of what it means for the Philippines to be good, better, and an abundant country, ano ang mga materyales para buuin ito? What are the materials we need to build up a good and happy nation for all? At meron din bang mga materyales na hindi mo pwedeng i-compromise and that will cost you more? As we transition and rebuild our lives and our nation with the reality of this pandemic, piliin nawa natin ang mga mabubuting bunga na tunay na nakakabuti para sa at lilikha ng ating buhay, bahay, at bayan. Amen.